Jiye Ja Sawal Kiye Ja. Welcome to the second episode of the Safari Quiz Show, brought to you by Safari Kid, a preschool and after school program where every kid is unique and special. Our returning champion Reena Kaura is here in the studio along with two new challengers. Before we start the show, I want to go over a few quick housekeeping items. First, you can listen to the show on the radio, but did you know you could also listen to it online on radiozindagi.com by clicking the live radio button? You can also download the free Radio Zindagi mobile app. I tried it yesterday and it works just fine. So no excuses for not listening wherever you happen to be. Second, if you want to participate on the show and you're in grades 3 to 6, please get mummy, daddy or any other adult in the house to go to safarikidca.com to register. Okay, then back to the show. Last week was our very first episode and it was a lot of fun. But we also learned some things. One is that kids are really fast on the buzzer, so it becomes hard for me to decide sometimes who buzzed first. Of course, my decision is always final. But still, we want to make it as foolproof as possible. So this week, we've changed the rules just a little bit. This week, kids can buzz in any time during the question. But wrong answers get negative 5 points. Second, we had a tie last time, which honestly I wasn't prepared for. Oops. So this time I have plenty of tie-break questions. So let's go over the rules one more time. We have 3 segments of 10 questions each on 3 different topics. Each correct answer gets 10 points on the first try. If the question passes and the next person answers correctly, the answer gets 5 points. Wrong answers get minus 5. But if the question comes to you because the first person who buzzed couldn't answer the question, you can choose to pass. And there's no penalty for passing the question. Kids, have you got that?
Yes.
And this rule is really, really important. So listen carefully. If you buzz in first, you have to answer the question. You cannot pass. I know it sounds a little bit complicated, but we'll figure it out as we go along. Let me remind the kids who are listening that I will have a listener question at the end of each round. So do keep listening and answer the question for a chance to win prizes. I'll announce the call-in number at the when we announce the listener question. So with that, let's begin today's episode of the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja Sawal Kiye Ja. Come on, kids, say it with me.
Jiye Ja Sawal Kiye Ja.
There you go. Let me introduce you to our contestants today. Kids, let's have a big round of applause for our returning champion, Reena Kaura. So Reena, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Reena Kaura. When I grow up, I want to become a chemist. And I'm really interested in math and a little bit of science.
That's fantastic. And let me introduce our youngest contestant so far. He's Ariman Jain. Tell Ariman, yay! Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Ariman Jain. I go to Curtin Elementary School. Mm-hmm. When I grow up, I want to be a scientist. And I like to read and play sports.
Fantastic. You have 2 scientists already. And our third contestant is Arjav Rawal. Arjav, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you. My name is Arjav Rawal. I'm a fifth grader. I'm homeschooled via the Circle of Independent Learning Charter School. I'm kind of interested in cooking and singing.
Nice. Maybe we'll have you sing a little bit during the show.
Okay. When I grow up, I want to go into media, do something like shooting TV commercials or something.
It's a good start that you're here in the studio today. Yeah. So, okay, as we did last time, each child has a different sounding buzzer. Each of our contestants has a different sounding buzzer. So we'll start with Reena. Reena, what does your buzzer sound like? That's Reena's buzzer, which is a doorbell sound. Arjav, what about you? That's a little truck horn there for Arjav. And Ariman, what's your sound like? That's just a normal buzzer sound. Wow, we actually have a regular buzzer sound. Fantastic. Okay, so are we ready to begin our first round?
Yes!
Go ahead.
All right. Remember, you can buzz in any time during the question. But if you buzz in, you have to answer the question. Okay? The first theme is nature. And our first question is, what do you call an animal that eats everything?
I heard omnivore.
Omnivore, exactly right. And Arjav gets 10 points.
Thank you.
Ariman, remember, and Reena, everybody has to press their buzzers really hard, okay? Because sometimes if all of you press at the same time, I hear the loudest buzzer. Our next question. How many legs do most scorpions have? Yes, Ariman.
6.
That That is not correct. Question passes to Arjav.
Four?
Nope. And I have... And I have Ariman with minus five, which he will give to me at some point in time. Reena, do you have an answer to the question? You can choose to pass.
Eight.
Eight is correct. And Reena gets 5 points. Okay. Our next question in nature is... What is the fastest land animal? Reena, answer that first.
Cheetah.
Cheetah is right. Reena gets 10 points. Very good. How is it going? Everybody cool?
Yeah.
All right. The fourth question is, what is the biggest animal in the water? Reena again.
Blue whale.
Blue whale is right. Our returning champion is doing really well. There you go. You do know that the blue whale has a heart that's the size of a car?
Yeah.
It's that big. And it's considered to be larger than most dinosaurs that rule the earth. Okay. Mm-hmm. Fifth question. Which animal has been known to live the longest? Yes, Ariman.
A tortoise.
A tortoise is right. Ariman, excellent. In fact, the longest living animal is an animal called Tui Malila, which is called King... Oh, well, Ariman has 5 points that he owes. So here you go, Ariman. And that was given by Captain Cook to the King of Tonga. It belonged to the species Radiated Tortoise from Madagascar. Do you know it finally died of old age at 188 years old? That's amazing, isn't it?
As in tortoise years or human years or dog years? What kind?
Human years.
Oh!
That's 188 years old. So that tortoise saw many kings come and go. All right. So our sixth question is, which is the tallest mountain in the world? Yes.
Mount Everest.
Mount Everest is right. And that was measured from sea level. And that, so that would, it would be a different answer if I'd ask, what is the tallest mountain? Absolutely. And we may ask that question later. And kids, if you're listening at home, find out what the tallest mountain really is. Mount Everest is the tallest mountain from sea level. All right. This waterfall was named after a pilot who discovered it accidentally when his plane crashed near it. What is the highest waterfall in the world? What? Yes.
Niagara Falls?
Nope. And let me have your 5 points. Question passes to Reena. Do you have an answer? You can choose to pass.
Pass.
Ariman, do you have an answer?
Pass.
Pass. The answer is Angel Falls in Venezuela.
Ah.
Okay.
What was the name of the person who discovered it?
His last name was Angel.
That's why they named it Angel?
Angel Falls after him. Exactly. His plane crashed. He survived. It was high in the jungles. He came down, eventually found his way to habitation, and then told people about this waterfall he discovered. Okay. Eighth question. We have just three more questions in our theme, nature, after which we'll have our listener question. So, kids, I hope you're listening at home and waiting for your question. Our question is, how do anacondas kill their prey? Yes, Ariman.
By squeezing it to death.
By squeezing or suffocation, by squeezing them to death. Excellent.
How are anacondas killed?
Here you go. How are anacondas killed? Good question. They really don't have many natural predators, but when human beings encroach upon their territory, they tend to make it difficult for large animals like that to live and find prey, right? If you get rid of that prey, then anacondas don't have anything to eat.
I know what you mean.
Okay. A ninth question is, what is the biggest bug in the world? Biggest bug. Yes.
Arachnoid?
Arachnoid
it's
is
a kind, of a,
kind
spider.
Of a spider, but it's not. No, that's not the answer. An arachnoid just means kind of spider. You still owe me 5 points. Arina, do you have an answer? You can choose to pass.
Pass.
Pass. Ariman, do you have an answer?
Pass.
The answer is the Goliath beetle. And this beetle has been on the earth for 300 million years. Okay, and our last question is, what is a group of lions called? Yes, Ariman.
A pride.
Ariman is doing really well. After we come back from our break, we'll check on our the points that our contestants have. But first, it's time for the listener questions. So here's the phone number of the studio that you can call in. It's 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. And kids, maybe you might need your parents to help you with this question, but it's easy enough to find. The question is, what does a herpetologist study? And this question was given to me by my daughter, who, as I said before, was really is upset that she couldn't participate on the show. So here's a little shout out to her. Hi, Lori. Mommy says hi. What does a herpetologist study? And we have an answer already coming in through the wires. So let's listen to that answer. Hello and welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
My name is Sabna.
Could you repeat that? Is it Sapna?
Sabina.
Sabina, yes. Sabina, what's the answer? Sabina, I'm really sorry, but your answer is really broken up. I'm going to give you one more chance to repeat it, then we have other calls, so I need to go to them. The question is, what does a herpetologist study?
They study grass and leaves.
Grass and leaves. Herpetologist. No, I'm afraid that's not correct. Let's go to our next caller. What does herpetologist study? Yes. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Shriya.
Shriya. Yes, Shriya. What's your answer?
They
study amphibians and? Okay, I didn't hear all that answer, so I'm going to go to the next question. She did say they study amphibians. That is partly correct. Yes, go ahead. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Ronit.
Could you spell that?
R-O-N-I-T.
Ronit, yes. Ronit, what's your answer?
Study amphibians.
Ronit, thank you for your answer, Ronit. Let's go to the next caller. And welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Avni?
Avni. Spell it.
T-A-N-V-I.
Oh, Tanvi. Yes, Tanvi. What's your answer?
The study of snakes.
The study of snakes. Okay, Tanvi. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your answer? And what's your name?
Hi. My answer is that a herpetologist studies amphibians and reptiles.
And what's your name?
Kiran.
Thank you, Kiran. Let's go to our next caller.
Hi.
Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
My name is Parthiv. And my answer is it studies poisonous animals and poisonous animals.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to our next caller. Yes. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
Reshma.
Reshma, what's your answer?
Amphibians.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you, Reshma.
Okay.
Next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your answer?
And
who's, what's your name?
Shriya.
Shriya, you already answered that question, didn't you? Let's go to another caller. Yes. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Iknur, and the answer is reptiles and amphibians.
Thank you, Iknur. Iknur is a regular caller in. He won one of the prizes last time. And our last caller, what does a herpetologist study? Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show.
Hi, my name is Anshul.
Anshul, okay.
And herpetologists study amphibians and reptiles.
Thank you. And that was our last call for this particular question. We're going to go on a break. And when we come back, we'll announce the winner of the listener question drawn by a raffle. And as well as our contestants are going to tell us how many points they have after the first round. That was nature. Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show, round two of our second episode. And we had a listener question before we went on break, which was, what does a herpetologist study? And the answer was reptiles and amphibians. We accepted answers that said just amphibians or just reptiles. And our winner of the listener question today is Anshul. I hope I've pronounced your name correctly. Anshul, Please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com to claim your prize and give us details about where we can send your prize. So that was the listener question, and the first listener question, that was the answer. And now let's have our kids say jiye ja sawal kiye ja one more time. Go for it!
Jiye ja sawal kiye ja.
All right, that's my job, and your job is to do the jawabs. And let's go and calculate. Let's find out how many points our kids got. Ariman, how many points do you have?
25.
And Arjav, how many points
negative
do you have?
Yes. -5.
-5. And our returning champion Rina, how many points do you have?
35.
Well, she seems to be holding her own. Boys, are you going to give her a run for the money?
Not money, points. But
points, yes.
Obviously we are.
All right, go for it. Second round, the theme is sports. Rina, you have to prove the stereotype wrong and do well in this one, okay?
We're not stereotyping. We're just saying that we're going to try and win.
All right. So let's go to our first question on our theme, sports. What number was the Super Bowl last Sunday? Yes.
49?
That is incorrect, and Arjav goes to -10. Okay, Rina, do you have an answer?
Pass.
Ariman?
Pass.
The answer is 47.
Yeah. Man. Maybe you could have asked us alternate names for the Super Bowl this year. Then I would have gotten it right.
I know. I wish you could ask questions that you know the answers
to. Horrible.
Okay, next question. How many players are there on the field in a regulation soccer game? Soccer game. How many players are on the field in a regulation soccer game? Take your time. And if you don't know the answer, that's fine. We'll just move on. Remember, wrong answers have negative points. No, doesn't want to take a chance. Okay, do you know how many players? No, now the question is dead. So let's just work through it. Do you know how many players are in a regular soccer team?
About 10.
10.
I see none of you play soccer. There are 11 players in a team, so there are 22 at any time.
I did take soccer training once.
Okay.
Same here.
Yeah. But only one class.
Kids soccer, till they get to U11s or U12s, are still 8 aside. So it's not a good way to remember it. But if you watch a game, you'll know. Okay. When you say love in a tennis match, how many points is that? When you say love, 40 love, how many points is that? 30 love, 15 love. How many points is love? Yes.
4?
Nope. The answer, yes. You have an answer, Rina? No? Pass? Question passes to Ariman. Do you have an answer? Remember, you can always choose to pass. 40 love. When you say 40 love, what does it mean?
Pass.
The answer is 0. Duck. Okay, our next question. Kids, bug up. You have to do better in the sports section. David Beckham is associated with which sport? Yes.
I think they would call it football over there in England,
soccer. That's right. And since you have -10, I'm going to keep the points to myself.
Okay.
Next question. Who won the men's singles in the recently played Australian Open? Yes.
Novak Djokovic.
Awesome, Ariman. That is just fantastic. Here you go. Next question. This is question number 6 in our sports segment. What do the 5 rings in the Olympic symbol represent? What do the 5 rings, you know, those 5 different colored rings in the Olympic symbol, what do they represent? Yes.
They represent continents.
Well, I'll take that answer. It represents the 5 regions of the world where people come to participate. Here you go. Another question that is connected to the previous one. Which city is hosting the 2016 Summer Olympics? Yes.
Rio de Janeiro.
That's correct. And Arjav gets on the board for the first time with 10 points. Awesome.
Well, I was on the board the first question, I think.
But you lost it because of the negative points. Okay, 8th question. In boxing, what does the term TKO mean? TKO, and remember you have to buzz first. answer the question. I see kids like, I think I know the answer. What is it? And let me tell you, kids at home, it's not easy when you're in the studio with a mic and a buzzer in front of you. Sometimes your memory just plays tricks on you. I know some of you at home say, I know that question. That's so simple. But it's not very simple. So if you think you have what it takes to be a part of the show, go to safarikidca.com and register for the show. I want to see you in here trying your skills. Yes, you have an answer. You have to buzz it first. Okay. So, I know this is proving to be a difficult question, so I'm okay if you answer the question, what does the term KO mean? Yes.
Knockout.
Knockout, that's right. And
total knockout is TKO?
It's a technical knockout.
Ah.
All right, our next question is something that I hope you can answer. It's question number 9, just the last two questions remaining in the theme sports. And the question is, in which country did badminton as we know it today originate? Badminton. In which country did badminton originate? Yes.
China?
Nope. Question passes to Rina. Would you like to answer? You have an option to pass.
Japan?
Can you
again?
No, both of you can give me... You can give me a fiver and you can give me that. Here you go. And Ariman, do you want to answer or do you want to pass?
Pass.
And the answer is India. It was invented by the British in India.
I thought so. I was.
Why didn't you say so?
Because I thought it would be China first.
Okay. Last question in our theme sports is, what is a baseball field called? What? Yes.
Diamond.
A diamond. You're right. And with that, we come to the end of our sports section. The kids are going to tell us their points after we're done with the break. But now it's time for our listener question. Our listener question, again, this may be something that you may want to look up if you don't know the answer right away, and that's fine. Let me give you a call-in number first, 510-770-1550. That's 510-770-1550. And this is our second listener question of the day. And it is, in regulation basketball, how high is the hoop? How high is the hoop? Oh, we already have somebody answering. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Oh, I think we lost that person. Huh? Let's go to the next one. We're having some trouble with the switchboard, so if you tried and couldn't get through, please try again. 510-770-1550. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name? Hello? Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
My name is Sabina.
Sabina, and what size is the hoop?
9.5 feet.
9.5 feet is Sabina's answer. Okay. Next caller. What's the size of a regulation hoop at regulation basketball? What's the size of the height of the hoop? Welcome to the... Yes. Go ahead. What's your name?
Ronit.
Ronit. Okay, Ronit. What's your answer?
The height of the hoop is 10 feet.
10 feet. Next caller. Welcome to the quiz show. What's your name? Could you repeat that? Shia, yes, Shia. Go ahead, Shia. Shia, having some problem with your answer. Try again, okay? Because I didn't hear what you had to say.
8 feet.
How many?
8 feet.
8 feet, okay. Thank you, Shia. Next caller, welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Hello, my name is Pranam, and I think the answer is 9.5 feet.
9.5. What's your name again?
Pranav.
Pranav?
Yeah.
Pranav. Okay. Next caller.
Wait.
Yes, your name?
Hi, my...
What's your name?
Hi, my name is Ishan.
Ishan.
And the answer is 10 feet.
10 feet. Okay. And next caller, what's your name?
Ananya.
Ananya. And your answer is?
10 feet.
10 feet. Oh, we lost that person. It's okay. If you, we have another minute or so, maybe 30 seconds. If you still want to answer the question and have your name put in the raffle, our number is 510-770-1550. And our question was, in regulation basketball, what is the height of a hoop? Hello, what's your name? Yes, what's your name, sweetie?
My name is
Yandesh. Could you spell that?
Hello?
Yes. What's your name again? I couldn't hear it very clearly.
Saket.
Yes. Yes. And what's your answer?
9.5 feet.
9.5. Okay. Next. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Me here, and I think the basketball hoop is 10 feet.
10 feet. Okay. Next caller. What's your name? Hello. You're on the Safari Quiz Show. You're live on air. What's your name?
Rushma, and I think it's 8 to 10 feet.
8 to 10 feet. Okay, Rushma. Yes, welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Harshita.
Harshita. Okay, Harshita.
And I think the height of the hoop is 10 feet.
10 feet. And let's take two more calls before we, yes. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Can you turn the radio down so I can hear your voice? Yes, what's your name?
My name is Divya.
Divya, okay Divya. And what's your answer?
10 feet.
10 feet, okay. And last call. What's your name? Welcome to the quiz show. You're on air.
My name is Parthiv.
Parthiv, yes, Parthiv.
And the answer is 10 feet.
10 feet. Thank you. That was the last call we're going to take. When we come back from the break, we're going to announce the winner of our second listener question, and we're also going to find out how many points our contestants in the studio have. Jiyeja, Sawal Kiyeja, back after a break. Play it with me, kids.
Jiyeja, Sawal Kiyeja.
There you go. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. If you're just tuning in, we're up to the third round in our quiz show for today. I have three super kids in the studio with me. Aryaman, Arjav, and our returning champion, Reena. And in a minute, we're going to see who's leading at this point after two rounds. But first, I want to announce the winner of the listener question that we asked, which was, what is the size of a regulation basketball hoop? And the answer was 10 feet. And our winner is Ananya. Ananya, if you're listening, congratulations. And do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com with your details so we can get your prize to you at the earliest. Congratulations again, Ananya. And let's see how our contestants in the studio are doing. First of all is our fantastic third grader, Aryaman. Aryaman, how many points do you have?
35.
Fantastic. And let me hear your buzzer one more time. So that's Ariman's buzzer. And then we have Arjav, who is our know-it-all.
No, I'm not a know-it-all.
And how many points does Arjav have?
15.
And Arjav,
15 lousy points.
And let me hear your buzzer, Arjav. And then we have our returning champion, Reena. Reena, let's hear your buzzer and tell me your points.
I have 50 points.
Yay, 50 points.
And she's the leading.
Yes, Reena is leading after two. But now we have 10 more questions and potentially 100 more points.
I have a question. To make it more Jeopardy-like, could you say if we get wrong, sorry, you're wrong.
You want me to model myself after Alex Trebek?
Sure.
No. I think I'll prefer to be Vidya, your host, for today on the Safari Quiz Show.
Okay.
Let's go to our third topic, current events. Now, as you may have noticed, we had current events last week as well, and as this week as well, and it's going to be there next week as well, because you know what? I really think that everybody should be reading a newspaper or reading some kind of news on their mobile device or on their iPads or on their computers.
Or on their papers
or at school, and just keep themselves aware of what's going on in the world. So here we go to our third and final round of the night, which is current events. Ready, kids?
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah. Okay, but hands on the buzzers. Let's go. First question. On February 2, Punxsutawney Phil came out of his hole and didn't see his shadow, which is supposed to signify an early spring. What kind of animal is Phil? Yes, Arjav.
Groundhog.
A groundhog. Excellent. I think we had kids who knew the answer, right, Aryaman? That was good. So I guess the...
It all depends on your reflexes, if you know it.
Absolutely. It. Absolutely. All right. This object, half the size of a football field, will give Earth the ultimate close shave this month, passing closer than many satellites when it whizzes by, but it won't hit the planet. Rina buzzed first. What's the answer, Rina?
Asteroid DA14.
Fantastic! I would have been happy with asteroid, but asteroid DA14. I wish I could give had bonus points to give. Here you go, Rina. 10 points for you.
I was going to answer Halley's Comet.
Oh my goodness! We need to read our newspapers. Third question in current events. Syria has been in the news for several months now because of massive opposition to their president Bashar al-Assad. My question is, what is the capital of Syria? Yes, Archa.
Dar es Salaam.
Nope, that is not correct. And may I have 5 of your points back?
Okay.
Question passes to Rina. Rina.
Pass.
Pass. Ariman, do you know the capital of Syria?
Pass.
Pass. The answer is Damascus.
Ah.
Okay, ready?
Oh, wait, Barcelona is Tanzania's capital.
Exactly. The next question is question number 4 in our sports section, in our current event section, and the question is, this week the post office decided to stop mail delivery on one day of the week. Which day is that? Yes,
Saturday.
Arjav. Saturday. Arjav got that right. And I think everybody knew that. It's just a question of who hit the buzzer first. Here you go, Arjav. Yes, congratulations for your 10 points. All right, question number 5. You have a lot of catching up to do, boys. Come on, bug up. A painting called Woman Seated at a Window sold for £28.5 million this week at Sotheby's. Named the Spanish painter widely known for co-founding the Cubist movement. Yes.
Picasso.
Picasso is right. Absolutely. Yes, Pablo Picasso. Okay. Next question. I think this is something, again, a lot of you, most of you, everyone would know.
Yes. If I accidentally end up saying who is or what is William,
because of your many, many years of watching Jeopardy, that is fine.
Okay.
No penalties for saying who is.
Or what is, yeah.
Or what is.
Okay.
Question number 6. The largest prime number yet has been discovered, and it's 17,425,170 digits long. My question isn't what that number is. The question is, what is the first prime number in the list of prime numbers? Yes.
2.
2 is right, Archav. Archav's catching up. Rina, you need to protect your crown. Okay. Next question.
More like my hairband.
More like your hairband. Absolutely. And that's a silvery one for those of you who are not in the studio.
That's a silly thing to say.
Next question. We have only 3 more questions. Archav, Ariman, come on. Buck up. The classic game Monopoly, which has been around for over 100 years, recently replaced one of its gaming tokens. Okay, what's the answer, Rina?
Cat.
It is the cat. My question was, what was it replaced by? And she did get cat, so that was a good guess, Rina. Good job. Okay, our next question is, a huge winter storm is currently blanketing large chunks of northeastern United States. Yes.
Nemo?
Nemo is right. But my question was, what is the name of the storm?
Yay.
Okay, my last question. And I don't know how many points everybody has, so I really don't know who's the winner at this point. So this is a big cliffhanger question. This big new plane was in the news recently because it was grounded due to battery failure. What is the make and model of the plane? Everybody, yes, buzzer.
Boeing 787.
You didn't buzz in, Aryaman, you raised your hand.
I buzzed in too.
Oh, you did buzz in? Okay, he did. Our judges say yes, and he did get the answer right. Excellent, Aryaman. 10 points. Boeing 787, that's right. And with that, we come to the end of the second episode. And we don't know who's the winner, and we'll find out after we take a quick break. Because I have to ask a listener question and give out one more prize. Okay, here's our listener question. Our third and final question. And Arja, we can do our counting in our heads as well. Our listener question is, Antioch teen Lauren Rojas sent a weather balloon into space as part of a science project. She included this doll in the rocket and filmed the launch, and the video went viral across the world. So she sent this doll up to space as part of a science project. What's the name of the doll? It's not an easy question. It's not an immediate question. You may have to look it up if you haven't been reading the news, but I hope somebody will. Shush! No more clues, Arjav. So that's the question. What was the doll that was recently sent into space by a teenager in California as part of a science fair project? And the call-in number is 510-770-1550. And we have a caller. Let's go to our calls.
Okay.
Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Shriya.
Shriya. What's your answer, Shriya?
Hello, Kitty.
Hello, Kitty. Shriya's answer. Let's see if you have another answer. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Hello, my name is Ishan.
Ishan, what's your answer?
Hello, Kitty.
Hello, Kitty. And our next caller, you're on air. Welcome. What's your name?
Hello, my name is Pranav.
Pranav. What's your answer, Pranav?
Laika.
Laika? Laika was the first dog that went into space, Pranav. But thank you for the answer. It's a very interesting little factoid. Yes. Go ahead. What's your name?
Hello?
Yes, what's your name?
My name is Sabina.
Sabina. Yes, Sabina. What's your answer? Could you repeat that?
Hello, Kitty.
Hello, Kitty. Okay, next question. Yes. Who's this?
Mayuri.
Mayuri. What's your answer, Mayuri?
Black devil doll.
A black devil dog. Wow. Now I have to go back and find out who that black devil doll is. That's such an interesting answer. Yes, next question. Next caller. Who's this on the line?
Hello, my name is Ishi.
Ishi. Go ahead, Ishi.
And the answer is Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty. Next question. Next caller.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
My name is Archana.
Archana, and your answer is?
Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty. Next caller.
Hello.
Yes. Go ahead. What's your name?
Ranit.
Ranit. Go ahead, Ranit.
The doll is Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty. And let's take maybe two more calls before we go on our final break. Yes, welcome to Safari Quiz Show. What's your name?
Saket.
Saket, go ahead, Saket. Didn't you already call? Okay, go ahead, Saket.
Hello, Kitty.
Hello, Kitty. And the last caller is, who's this?
Hello.
Yes, what's your name?
My name is Anish.
Anish, go ahead, Anish. And your answer is?
My answer is Hello, Kitty.
Hello, Kitty. And I see we have one more call. Let's take that just before we go on break. And that is absolutely the last call. Go ahead. What's your name?
Shriya.
Shriya.
The answer is Hello, Kitty.
Hello, Kitty. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, she may have. But thank you, Shriya. And that's all the calls we're going to take for this final question. And when we get back, we'll announce the winner of our listener question as well as the winner of our second ever episode. Back after a break, Jiyeja Sawal Kiyeja with the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja. We are back at the end of the second episode of the Safari Quiz Show, where we invite bright kids to come to our studio and take part in an absolutely nail-biting, thrilling quiz contest with three rounds. And we're back after our final round, so here's the time to announce our winner of our listener question, of course, and also the ultimate winner of this episode. So first of all, let's go to our listener question. Of course, the answer was a Hello Kitty doll. And our winner of the listener question, the third listener question of the day, is Archana. Archana, please send us an email at safariquizshow@gmail.com with your details and collect your prize. So just want to go over that. Our three winners for today are Anchal, Ananya, and Archana. We seem to have a very alliterative group of winners today. Yes, we have a AAA group of winners today. And that's, somewhat feels weirdly appropriate. And in the studio, let's see who our winner is. Let's count our points. Aryaman, how many points do you have?
45.
45. And Arjav, how many points do you have?
60.
Arjav really tried to make up quite a bit in the current events round. Let's see if he was successful. Reena, how many points do you have?
70.
And with that, Reena is our winner today for the second week in a row. Do you have what it takes to challenge Reena? If so, please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com and let us know you want to participate, or better still, go to safarikidca.com to register, and you'll find the details on a tab called the Safari Quiz Show. And please like us on the Safari Kid page, because that's where we're going to announce the winners, the themes for the next show. I'll also announce it during the promo. So if you're listening to Radio Zindagi, then that's a great way to find out what our themes for the next show is going to be. So Reena, will you be back next week to defend your crown?
Yes.
Yay! So we'll have Rina come back as a two-week champion next week. And with that, we come to the end of today's show. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. I have Anu Patel from Safari Kid in the studio with me, acting as judge and referee. Say hi, Anu.
Hi there.
And I have Michael in the studio, who's been an invaluable help in producing the show. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, everyone. And back next week with a third episode of the Safari Quiz Show. Jeja Saval Kieja! Yeah.